And we do that to introduce America's correspondent, Michelle Winner, who lives in Oregon, home to some of America's best Pinot Noir. And she speaks with Wayne Bailey, who runs an organic and biodynamic vineyard, has no irrigation, and he does that to produce the best grapes for his Pinot, as he explains to Michelle.
Hello and welcome to the Travel Writers Radio Show, Wayne Bailey. Wayne is the owner and proprietor of the Youngberg Hill Inn and Winery. Is that right?
Well, actually, my wife is the owner and proprietor and chief of everything. I am her winemaker and the grape grower here, and that's my primary focus on Youngberg Hill.
Well, tell us where we are. We're in the Willamette Valley, correct?
We're in the heart of the Willamette Valley, the best place in the world other than Burgundy to grow Pinot Noir and Chardonnay. Very cool climate. We're about an hour south of Portland, Oregon.
Close.
And so it's very easy to get in and out of, and beautiful.
Now, your AVA, what is it called?
It's the McMinnville AVA.
It's separate from
McMinnville. And it is actually located to the south and west of McMinnville. It is the closest to the ocean. It's the higher in altitude, and we get more maritime influence that way.
Now, do you have, I know a little bit further up in Dundee, they have this, the Van Duzer effect.
Oh, we have more of it.
Yeah, what have you got? Is there a name?
The Van Duzer is the pass that goes through from the Willamette Valley to the coast. And so that's where we're getting our weather from. We get it because we're south and west of the Dundee Hills. We get it first. So we get more influence. That's why we're cooler, and that's why we get a little bit more drying winds.
So tell us how that affects your wines, and tell us, first of all, what kind of wines you produce here, please.
Okay. Well, we grow Chardonnay, Pinot Gris, and Pinot Noir, obviously. And then there's a couple of other varietals that I buy fruit from and make as well, a Pinot Blanc and either Grenache or Syrah, depending on the season or the vintage. So that's our primary focus. The reason I'm here is Pinot Noir and Chardonnay. And so the influence of the Van Duzer and the maritime weather that we get allows us to be cooler. And our height and our altitude helps with that that temperature too. The cooler the weather is, particularly ripening, means that the fruit will ripen slower, and all of the elements and characteristics of ripening move more in sync and don't get out of balance.
Wow!
As if you were compared to if you were ripening in warmer temperatures. So instead of in warmer temperatures, you might ripen in 4 weeks. And sugars might ramp up, acids might fall, things can get out of whack. But if you have cooler weather and ripening takes 6 weeks, then everything pretty much stays in lockstep.
Now, are you a glutton for punishment? Because not only are you a winemaker, a wine grower, you run a beautiful inn here, and you really are the king of events, I think. You've got something going nearly every night.
Well, it's first of all, you got to recognize, I think, not only the inn and not only the events like our Wine Wednesday music last night, but the wine business is a hospitality business as well. And we've got the tasting room sitting up here on the vineyard. So, I mean, we have people here every day anyway. So the inn really goes part and parcel with that. And 90% of the guests that stay at the inn are here to travel the Willamette Valley and go around the tasting rooms and taste Pinot. So it's a perfect marriage there. And the events just allow us more opportunity to expose people to our wine and to our vineyard and our hill, and everything goes along with that.
I think this morning at breakfast, it was just a little mini UN because we had someone from London. We had someone from France. We had Australians. You had a bike club, or and you do have something new here, the event center.
Yeah, we built that 2 years ago, and it's been great because it has expanded our season in terms of being able to do things. And primarily that's been wine events at this point. We can do things out there during the wintertime for wine club and things like that. But also, you know, on the rare occasion, there is somebody that wants to get married in February. And voila, we're there. Or, you know, we've got several companies that want to do their Christmas party out here.
This is stunning. I have to break in because my eyes are new. I'm sure you're used to this beauty all day long and every day. But it really does look like Burgundy along the Côte d'Or. And the parallels are because it's both, those are both Pinot Noir growing regions here and there. They're very, it's very similar, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Although, having farmed in both of those areas, there is a big distinct difference.
Oh.
I grew up originally in Iowa in the Midwest, and quite frankly, Burgundy's weather is more like that than it is in the Willamette Valley. We're really blessed here, and that's why Burgundy is so special, is because they get hail storms. They can get humid weather, which is tough for mildew. They have all kinds of, they have freezing in the spring and in the fall, which impacts them. So they can have just disastrous weather. They'll still have great wine, but maybe not as much of it. The weather here is a little bit cooler. It's more moderate. Cools down more in the evening, which is good for Pinot Noir. And it's drier. And we don't typically have the hail events. We don't have the issues with freezing up here in the hills in the spring and the fall. So it's much easier farming in the Willamette Valley than in Burgundy. But very similar conditions in regards to the long days, the long sunshine hours that we get.
You've got, in summertime, I think, not till after 9 o'clock does the sun even start setting.
Right, and it rises at 4:45.
Yeah, you're
so
a farmer.
It's great.
So I wanted to touch a little bit on the event that's going on tonight because I think your event is so unique. First of all, it's IPNC week, right?
Right.
Tell us a little bit about IPNC.
Well, IPNC stands for International Pinot Noir Celebration. It's on like its 30th season, I think, anniversary. And it is truly international. So, yes, it's heavily influenced by Willamette Valley Pinot Noirs. But we have French, we have California, we have New Zealand, we have German, we have Austrian, we have Canadian. They're from all over.
Wow.
And that's a celebration that goes on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
And you're part of it this year.
We are a featured winery in that event this year.
How perfect.
And and every year, whether we're a featured winery or not, we do a pre-IPNC dinner on Thursday night, which is tonight.
Yeah, it's tonight.
Yeah.
And tell us what you've got planned, please.
Well, we've got...
At Youngbrook Hill.
It is in our new event building that you mentioned earlier.
Uh-huh.
And we have an infamous chef from Burgundy named Catherine Freelon, who actually was here 5 years ago, or 3 years ago. And she is back under critical acclaim. And we're very excited to have her back here again with us.
Mm-hmm.
And we've developed quite a relationship. In fact, a year ago, we set up a wine club tour to Burgundy and stayed at Catherine's place.
Fantastic. And your wine club really does cool things.
We rock.
Yeah. That must have been a wonderful trip.
Mm. It was. Our wine club members really loved it. In fact, they're talking about when they can go again.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Now, tell us just a little bit, we have a minute or two, about your wines, because that's a very important part of tonight's dinner.
Well, it is. Again, my focus is Pinot Noir. More and more we're doing Chardonnay. I grafted over part of our block to Chardonnay back in 14. So those are really our drivers, and that's what's going to make up our meal tonight. We're going to start with a Chardonnay and then go to several different vintages and blocks of our Pinot Noirs.
Oh, lovely.
That are grown in different parts of our hill.
It is really a hill here.
It is
it's
indeed.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
So then you're going to finish, I heard, with a port. Something new for you?
Well, not really. We don't sell it.
Oh my gosh.
It's a teaser.
Yes!
It's a teaser. So we did bottle it, but it's a 2008 Pinot Port.
Oh, wow.
And it's unique in a couple of ways. First of all, most of the time, port's not made with Pinot Noir. Second of all, the brandy that we use to fortify the wine and stop the fermentation is also from Pinot, from some of our wine that we distilled. We didn't distill it, but I had it distilled.
Yes.
So it is 100% Pinot Noir.
Oh, I can't wait to taste it. It's not new. 2008.
Yeah. So.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about finding your inn and the wine online? You can tell us what the www is for that.
Yeah, that's Youngberg Hill, youngberghill.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can look up everything there. And the only thing I can say, we got Nicolette has put together some great galleries
of
photographs and everything.
Yes.
But I can tell you that pictures cannot even come close to reality.
I second that. This place is a treasure, and I've been here 3 times. I don't know when Wayne's going to kick us back out and say, you've had enough. But it's a special place, and as he mentioned, travelers from all over the world come through this way. They spend some time here, and they go either to Portland or off to the coast or Southern Oregon. But a stop here is just, and I've heard comments this morning at breakfast, just magic. So do look him up. Wayne Bailey, thank you for having us at Travel Writers Radio with you. And we look forward to your dinner tonight and tasting your wines.
Thanks, Michelle. Glad to be here.
Bye.